We'll have this discussion.
Discussion? What discussion?
This is a discussion.
Combustion. Coming to you from Denver, Colorado. This is Discussion Combustion Podcast with your hosts, Kevin Batstone and Arthur Raw.
Welcome in to Discussion Combustion Podcast. Man, it's been such a great week so far. Such great energy. I've been loving the afternoon storms. Kev, what do you think, man?
Well, you know, I'm just glad that we're into the fun months, you know, and summertime's here. Sun's setting later. We're doing smoking. We're doing grilling. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. And we're having a good time here tonight on Discussion Combustion.
So much fun, actually. I've been having a lot of fun bantering with you, putting back a couple. I've been doing better on not drinking quite as much.
But, yeah, a noticeable difference, yeah.
Thank you. But, yeah, so I've been having a couple, though. It's been nice. So for tonight, listeners and viewers, we did have an awesome guest line up, Antonio. He was on about a year ago, an up-and-coming artist in Jamaica. And he's a busy man. You know, he's doing a lot of things out there, and unfortunately couldn't join, but had great communication. So we wanted to have a really quick episode where we wanted to support Antonio's music, share all the links for that, also talk about local artists a little bit and all that.
Well, I mean, it's just a cool story. I mean, if anyone that really wants to dive in, go back to Discussion Combustion episode 161. We had a visit with him about a year ago, and it's kind of a cool story because when you were down on vacation last June in Jamaica having a good time, that's where you met this guy. Mm-hmm. And I've heard his music. I've heard his voice. I've heard his skills.
We were just listening to some of his songs. I mean, the new drops. He's coming out with new stuff.
So it's great. It's really good music. It's really good music for sure. So we'll, of course, include a lot of that down below. But, man, what a cool guy. We did have a chance to visit with him a year ago. Everyone that listens to the show knows we like to do repeat guests, and that was the plan for tonight. But, you know, look, I mean, we're dealing with technology in other countries, things of that nature. It's a little bit tough to make everything line up. So there were some technical failures there, so he's not joining us tonight. But what I'm going to tell you is this. I think it creates for a great topic of conversation about music and musicians in general because we all come from that background.
Yeah, and the – I mean, just being a creator in general, right? It's something that tests your patience. It tests your nerve. I mean, honestly, like I've been a little tested with the project of Discussion Combustion as of late too. Like it hasn't always been easy. You know, there's been a decent amount of cancellations, but that's just like how things come, how things go. But our man Antonio was on top of his communication all day. You know, cooking dinner for his daughter and stuff, and making ends meet too, while also trying his best to create, promote. I mean, he's been working with people from Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. He has a bunch of stuff in the works, and it's only right that we take a moment to showcase this a little bit.
No, I agree. Absolutely. 100% agree. Again, going back to last year when we visited with him, just an incredibly hard worker, you know, loves the passion for music like we all do, mm-hmm. you know, puts a lot of time and effort into it. And you know, he did everything he could to try to join us tonight. But sometimes technology just doesn't allow it to happen.
Yeah. So check him out. It's all going to be in there. Kev, I'm really curious because you are also an up-and-coming creator. You know, we both have day jobs, and we are fortunate to have had the success that we've had with the production company and the podcasting. But as a creator coming up in the game and sustaining a spot, what would you say, like, if we're talking to creators out there, what's your biggest piece of advice to, you know, stick to it?
Well, I mean, you know, I think it always comes back to the main roots of you got to do it because you love it, right? I mean, that's when I first got into, you know, playing music was because I love it. I love music. I still love music to this day. It's like it's the soundtrack of life. And so I wanted to be a part of that and be a creator. And ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be an entertainer. So no, you do it because you want to do it. You got to start there, right? But then when you start something, you're going to get discouraged naturally because obstacles are going to happen. Guests are going to cancel. Gigs are going to get shut down. Band members are going to leave. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're working on, there's going to be those challenging obstacles.
You run out of money.
I mean, money's a big one.
I mean, like when you're starting up like your own creation stuff, like it's out of pocket. Like we weren't making an income off this right off the bat. We weren't making an income when we invested in ourselves.
No.
And it took that investment to show everybody else that we believe in ourselves. And so you got to keep pushing. Like, if you're a creator, like, you can't help it. Like, Julia Gentry,
yeah.
you just can't not do it, you know, right?
Good example and a good quote there, because I do agree with that. You do it. You don't do it for the lovers. You don't do it for the haters. You do it because you just can't not do it. Now, that said, we've talked about for 211 episodes now, there's a lot of obstacles that happen in life. You got kids. Oh, yeah. You got, you know, people relocate. There's jobs. There's a pandemic that we just went through.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit happens that can be discouraging to steer you away from whatever it is you want to create and be passionate about, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know, man. I think it looks a little bit different for everybody, but I think you have to be prepared for long nights. You got to be prepared to put up some money, taking a lot of time out of your busy schedule, sacrificing friends and family time to go to some of these events, functions, recording sessions, whatever it is. It's going to take a massive commitment and a readjustment to life.
It does. It does. You know, but you also have to separate yourself. You have to separate yourself from the herd, you know, and be authentic and be yourself true and through, because that's the only way that you're ever actually going to separate yourself from the massive amount of creators. Because there's so many creators, but I've noticed that a lot of the creators that are out there, they're not in it for the long haul. Like they expect to have like this immediate return on creativity, and that's a fallacy. It's not true. It doesn't happen like that.
No, I mean, it can happen, and I think that's where a lot of people, and by can, I mean it's a very small percentage. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of folks getting caught into the TikTok world and some of these other online creations. They're like, man, I can do that, you know, and you probably can, but it still is going to take that consistency and commitment. And I do think that there is some people that kind of fall into something that takes off well, but, you know, and some of that could come from just an initial investment. It could come from a name and a family. Whatever, like there's mm-hmm. contributing factors that go into that, but this get rich overnight scheme, I think, is people get very addicted and obsessed with that idea that hey, I can do that, and I can, you know, and then when they don't see those results,
yeah.
to your point, Art, after a month, after 6 weeks, they're like, well, fuck this, you know, yeah. and they give up. We've been doing this 4.5 years.
Yeah, 4.5 years strong, and damn it, it has tested me at times. I've wanted to quit some weeks, like why, but. You know, I just go back to what my purpose is, and that's, you know, to motivate people, and I had to learn what my purpose was. I didn't just know. So that's here nor there, but nothing feels better than being consistent. But as far as individualism and a unique sound, Antonio really brings that out. Like, when you listen to his music, you can feel the island vibes.
It's great.
Right? And like, if you've never been to the islands, like Caribbean islands, anywhere in there, the Jamaica, like any of the Puerto Rico, all the islands, like you got to go check it out.
Gorgeous.
The Bahamas are beautiful. But man, to hear this guy's talent, because I was on the resort, I heard him singing. I was just walking by, but I was feeling it so bad. I was like, I had to go show this man some love. And so I waited until the songs ended, and I was like, hey, you know, we podcast out of Denver, Colorado. This is what we do. And I had to, like, you know, and he was so excited to have met me. And when we followed through and got him on for the first time, he was stoked about that, you know.
It's a great app.
And so that's what's fun about what we do, is because we help local creators have a platform to get, like, put their opinions out there and also share their creativity. But yeah, back to his sound, man. You could just hear his emotion. Mm-hmm. He's a little raspy voiced. It's nice though. It's like it really does give the vibes, and it's so much fun to listen to.
It is. No, I mean, I think, you know, music is always about an experience. You know, what you feel from it, how it affects you. Because mm-hmm. there's just everybody tastes music a little bit differently. Of course, I mean, mm-hmm. even you and I butt heads on music sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, man, this shit's too soft. I'm like, man, that shit's repetitive. Whatever. That's music. Music's art.
Yeah.
And art, you know, is perceived different ways. And I think any, you know, person that's a fan of music or has had any sort of experience in music
mm-hmm.
would listen to Antonio's music and go, man, this guy's he's dialed in. I mean,
just he got the passion.
Incredible vocalist.
You can tell he got the
passion. Definitely yeah. speaks volume, because it's not one of those deals where you're thrown into it like, here, you have to do this, you know, sign a record deal, whatever it is. I mean, that's always exciting. But then there's those extra expectations where I feel like when I listen to his tunes, man, you can really hear, like you said, the passion. I think that's a great way to describe it. And just incredible vocals, incredible songwriting. And you got to see him perform live. I've only seen some videos, but following him on social media too, he does some cool stuff. Like, he's pretty interactive. He does like these reaction videos, which are kind of funny to watch.
Yeah, those are fun.
That's become like a popular thing, but. Mm-hmm. You know, just supporting musicians in general, man. I mean, that's been a common theme of this program for a long time.
And we're going to continue to do that. You know, look, Discussion Combustion is a unique podcast. The format is not a foundation. Like, the mission statement is the foundation. The format can change from week to week. But we will stay consistent. We're going to keep bringing content your way. This one's a short and sweet episode. We really want everybody out there to support everything that Antonio is doing on his music. And if you know local artists, anybody who that is a friend of yours, like, I mean, look, Danny Del Real, Israel the Visionary, Ghetto, AGM, dog, all these people, like, we can
sit on six.
Yeah, Nisha. We can keep going down the list. Like, there's so many.
Sarah Christine.
Yeah. I mean,
Ryan Chris.
A huge list. We could keep going down the list. And it's like, so we support local artists here, and we want to support local artists around the world. Antonio, it's a shame that we couldn't have you join us, man. But when you do come to Colorado, you got to sit across the table from us and sit down, man. But mad respect. Thank you so much for the communication. Communication is always respected, you know, relationship-wise, friends, intimate, whatever it is, you know, that's important.
Yeah, it is. It goes a long way for sure. And, you know, we're going to kind of ride the musician train a little bit into next week because one of our former guests, Steve Labato, who was on our Veterans Day special years ago, back when we were still in the basement art, his nephew, Cross, is flying in from Phoenix, Arizona, flying in to sit on the couch next week. He's got some great music coming up. He's got music out there already that's going viral. We're going to learn a ton about it next week on my birthday. I'm really looking forward to that. So we're going to kind of keep this, you know, topic of music rolling into the month of June. Couldn't be a better month for it. It's warm. We're coming into the fun, you know, the fun months. We got racing. We got music. We got fun. That's what it's about, brother.
It's really nice right now. I am grateful for my humbled moments and my successful moments right now. All I can say is, let's keep this energy going. Let's keep the energy flowing. Let's keep the love showing, because you got to show up. You got to show out. You got to let her rip, tater chip.
That's taking away old school. You got to be good to yourselves because you deserve it. And I'll tell you this, for the shortest DCPC episode ever, I like it.
I do. I do too. It's kind of a fun format. Believe and achieve, y'all.
We'll see you next week.